Okay, Gaz, so we're doing Peter, and it's Peter from the Bible, not Peter with the A from Hunger Games. And so let's just find out who Peter was, first of all. We'll go through some events in his life. And I'm just going to read a few events from Peter's life. So one was that he followed Jesus, right? Jesus called Peter with his brother, Andrew. He was first called Simon, and Jesus said, come, follow me. And I'll make you fishers of men. So he was called by Jesus, and that's so amazing. And then Peter walked on water. We all know that story. We'll go into that a bit just now. And then Peter confesses his faith in Jesus. He stood up when people were like, who is this Jesus? And Peter said, Jesus is Christ, our Lord, the Lord, the Savior. And Peter rebukes Jesus. That also happened. He wasn't perfect. That's what's so amazing. We can identify with Peter because he was so real. And Peter advises Jesus. Peter defends Jesus. Peter denies Jesus. We all know that story. And sometimes we are faced in that situation. So we can learn so much from Peter. And Peter deserts Jesus. Peter is restored. It's so incredible. It shows how amazing God's grace is that he restored Peter. And Peter preaches at Pentecost. Peter was such a passionate, zealous person. He was passionate about Jesus. And that encourages us a lot. And Peter heals a beggar at the temple gate. There was a beggar, and he was begging for things. And Peter said, we can't offer you gold or money, but we can bring healing. We can bring Jesus. And that encourages us all and challenges us all. And Peter defends his faith, and Peter overcomes prejudice. Peter practices hypocrisy. Peter writes letters, which we can see in the Bible, and they're incredible letters. So that's just a quick summary of Peter's life, an extraordinary life. And he wasn't anyone spectacular, or he wasn't some great preacher. He didn't come from that, but he rose just as a common fisherman to be something so incredible and something we can all look at him today. And he's left such an awesome legacy, and we want to be like that. We want to be like Peter's, who leave a legacy. And even in our own imperfections, we show that God is worthy to be praised and glorify him and expand his kingdom. So I'm going to hand over to Asher. We're just kind of like tag teaming here, and he'll share more.
Cool. So you guys all know the story about Peter stepping on water, walking on water. I'm sure you've all tried that in the pool. You want to try walking on water? I've tried it. I'm just going to show you a short clip about the story of Peter walking on water. Okay, wow. That was amazing. This is quite long. I'm just going to quickly read over it. And while I'm reading, I want you just to think about what that story is about. Just think about how you can step out of the boat in faith. Okay, so I'm just going to read. It's quite long, but hopefully get through it. Immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble, far away from land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. I mean, just imagine seeing someone walking on water. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost!" But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshipped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. So Peter, at first, he saw Jesus walking in the water, and he was like, wow, it's amazing. He had faith. He stepped out of the boat, he started walking, and then he looked around and saw the wind, the waves, the lightning. Then he got a fright and started sinking. He lost his faith. So, So stepping out of your comfort zone. I'm just going to play another short clip.
What's up, y'all? My name is Kylie, King K and Worm. And see, recently I've been doing a lot of reading, a lot of studying, just a lot of growing, basically. And I just felt the need to share it with you guys because I feel like it's going to bless somebody out there. So let's get straight to it. Today I want to talk about too much planning. Too much planning. See, there's absolutely nothing wrong with planning. But the problem is when we want to plan every step, every move until the end. That's a problem because at that point, you're fully dependent on yourself. You're fully dependent on my strengths, on my plan to get you where you need to get to. But we all know only God can get you where you need to get to. So you have to leave room for God to come in. But when you plan every step of the way, you're fully dependent on yourself. Then there's no room for God to come in. Because we know without faith it's impossible to please God. So when you plan every step of the way, what is faith? You're fully dependent on your business plan to launch that business. You're fully dependent, till I get everything together before I launch out. But sometimes we just have to launch out and trust God. Trust that God has control over your life and nothing will happen to you that's not according to God's will. Yeah, you don't have everything figured out, but guess what? Only God causes increase. How many times have you had everything figured out and you do it and it still doesn't go according to your plan? Because God's plan is the only plan that happens. Nobody that's a superstar can tell you every step they took to get them to where they need to get to. That's why everybody's story is different. Because God has a plan for each and every one of us. Do not wait until you have everything together before you step out. Because that way you're telling God, stay over there. I'm fully dependent on my plan. Because when you plan every step of the way and you go according to your plan and you get to where you need to get to, you take all the glory for that. But God will never share his glory with anybody. And most times when we plan too much, we delay ourselves and we put it on God. No, you're the one doing all the planning. You're the one trying to plan every step of the way. And it's taking you 2 years to launch that business. When God is saying, launch it out today. Launch it out today and fully depend on me. Don't launch it out today and then end up depending on yourself and your connections. Launch it out today and fully depend on me. You're taking too long creating this plan of yours. Let my plan and my will be done over your life. Am I saying the next song you put out is going to be that song? Am I saying the first business you put out is going to be that business? No, but what I'm saying is only God knows. But if you don't leave room for God to come in, then you just never know because only him could cause that increase. So stop planning every step of the way and leave room for God. Please. I can't stress this enough because I have to stress it enough for myself and for my mind to get it. So today, take a step of faith. Start that business today. Launch that website today. Drop that song today. Believe that only God could take that song and make that song the song that's going to change your life. Be courageous. Be brave. Step out today. So thank you guys very much for listening. I hope you've been blessed.
Okay, so what I first want you to do in your groups is you have to identify the boat that you're stuck in. A boat, maybe like comfort, fear, addiction, etc. Perhaps it's something that's not exactly bad, like media or friends. Maybe you stuck with the wrong friends. And just share with your group about what boats you're in and how you can plan to get out of those boats. So if you're stuck in a boat of addiction, just discuss it with your group, how to get out of that boat. There's going to be some music playing in the background, so you can just got a bit of time, so don't rush. Just take your time. Okay, guys, are you almost done? I'm just going to ask you guys in like 2 minutes just to send one person from your group just to do the last step there. Number three, how are you going to step out in faith? So just quickly discuss who's going to go and then, yeah.
Well, we said that most of the time we get stuck in the boat of fear or anxiety and pressure. And a lot of the time, life gets really busy and we get caught up in the rush of life that we forget to spend time with God and know that through him, he will help us with all our troubles and stuff. So we said that we're just going to remember to spend time with him and pray with him, and that through him, we can do anything.
Cool. This group here in the front, David. Come, David. Be brave. Step out of the boat.
Yeah, I'm out. Can I go back? No.
Our group was, a lot of us said, like, anxiety and worry, stress regarding reports at school, exams. One of the members in the group said that, one of his friends is, now, starting to take drugs and stuff. So we basically just said that as long as you have faith, and firstly, you just got to pray and just, seek God's way in the situation. Because without God's way, you're not going to have the right way. And we need to make sure that whatever we do to try to keep ourselves calm and also to try and distract our friends from doing the things which will harm them, that as long as we're doing it, which is the correct way, which is God's way, then we'll be fine. So.
Cool. The back group, Chanel's group.
Okay, in our group, we had narcissistic, coffee, school, and depression. So we figured that we would pray and pray for each other, because sometimes it is hard to pray for yourself. And reading the Bible, I know when I read the Bible, I struggle to absorb what I read. So I feel captured and I don't, So I hope you understand. And then school, well, we have no choice but to stay captured until, Coffee, we said we would reduce our cups a day, or at least try. And the narcissistic, well, you can look at other people instead of constantly looking at yourself. And with fear, we figured also praying, and they tried suggesting walking into a dark room, and I don't know what was going to happen.
Okay, cool. Daniela, Hannah's group. Even have notes.
It's my safety blanket. All right. What we were saying is that we're control freaks, so we like knowing precisely, almost like without too much planning kind of thing. So what we were saying is that we have to be willing to relinquish some of that control to God, because it's not always easy to say, okay, cool, I'm going to trust in him and all that, because you want to know what's happening. And often with him, in a way, you don't really know what he's going to do. So it's definitely one of those where you just got to try and say, okay, cool, I'll try and allow you to help me with this. So we just have to trust, not always with us knowing what's going to happen.
Cool. Sean's group, quickly. Somebody? Anybody?
So for our group, we had a couple of different things. Some of them were peer pressure or doing too many things or having too many plans, kind of like in the video, not wanting to let go of our own plans, or sometimes spending too much time like computer games and media and stuff. So I think generally stepping out in faith also requires an action. I mean, if you step out, stepping is like an action, and then faith is having faith. So you got to have an action with your faith. So for instance, if you want to step on faith with having less plans and planning less, you just got to say, God, I'm trusting you today. I'm not going to do anything. You must plan my day. You tell me what to do, or, you show me what things I must continue to do and what things I shouldn't do, or, you show me the way in which I can talk to my friends and not give in to peer pressure. So, and then obviously, like with peer pressure, you say, I'm actually going to stand up to my friends when they try to pressure me into doing something, and have faith that God's going to help me and strengthen me in that. So, yeah.
Awesome.
In my group, we had various amounts of boats, but we all said that to get out of them, we have to understand that it is for a little bit, and maybe the thing that you are going through, so if it's depression or if it's you're at school or something, it's going to impact your life in the future, and God has a plan for you. So if he wants you to go through it, that's, you kind of just have to accept it for a little bit, but also understand that you can make a difference. So you have to choose to want to get out of the situation that you are in. So if that means cutting back on, coffee, not having that for a little bit, or just taking small steps, so you have to know that. And then also we said that to step out in faith, you have to have faith, like you guys said. So you can't just step out and say, I'm going to do something, but you have to actually believe in God and know that he has a plan for you. So yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so that was just a cool examples on how we can step out in faith. I'm going to call on Keenan how to represent Jesus.
Okay, so another thing about Peter was he represented Jesus really well, and we can learn some stuff about from Peter about representing Jesus. So I'm just going to read a bit of scripture for you guys, and it's from Acts 4, verse 1 to 14, and it says, "The priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed, so the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000. Pretty incredible. By what power or what name did you do this? Oh, sorry. The next day, the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there, and so was Caiaphas, John, Alexandra, and others of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power, what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, 'Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. And Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.' When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say." So incredible. And so there's just some things that I took note of that we can learn from the scripture. And the first thing was that Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the Bible always stresses the fact that when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, God gives us courage to be bold. God gives us courage to step out in faith and represent him well. And the Holy Spirit empowered Peter to stand against the rulers and elders of the people, which is sometimes a difficult thing to do, to stand against those in authority or to stand against our friends and represent Jesus. And the Holy Spirit empowered him to represent Jesus. And so the Holy Spirit, I know for me, the Holy Spirit gives me so much boldness and courage in my life. And so if you guys have never been filled with the Holy Spirit, I just encourage you to speak to one of the leaders, speak to me, and we can pray for you. It's a very important step in our Christian faith that we should never neglect. And because the Holy Spirit gives us so much power, and he makes life so much more exciting, and he makes us zealous, passionate Christians. And the next thing was Peter used the name of Jesus. He gave Christ the credits. He said it's by no other name. And in our world, in our society, we often water down our faith and say God did this or God did that, but we make it politically correct instead of using the name of Jesus, because when you say God, you can kind of please everyone and get away with everything. But it takes boldness and courage to say Jesus did this. It's by no other name. It's totally Jesus, and that takes courage to not be all politically correct, but to represent Jesus well. And Peter did that so well. And because there is power in the name. When we say Jesus, it's not just a word. There's power in that word. There's authority. Because he is ultimately the Son of the King. He is the Prince of Peace. And we have a relationship with Jesus. We know Jesus. And that challenges me, I know. And the next thing was that also Peter and John, they also spend time with God. It says, let me just go back. It says, these men had been with Jesus. So they were able to stand up against the authority to represent Jesus because they had known him. And so often we neglect being with Jesus. And when we actually start spending time with him, when we actually get into our word, get into the word of God and see his amazing word and see it brought to life, we find so much courage from that. It helps us represent Jesus. So it's important that we never neglect that time of spending time with Jesus. And because he's a real thing, and we often kind of forget that, or we think he's like some fairy tale God, but he's actually real. He's actually, there's power in him, and we can know him, and we can be with him. and he speaks to us and strengthens us. And he was also human. He also took on human flesh. So he knows the struggles. He knows the temptations that are out there. He knows what it's like to feel peer pressure and all that. And so I'm just going to show you guys a video of people in New York who boldly proclaimed the name of Jesus, which is such an important thing to do, is to proclaim his name.
New York, a mecca, known for attracting anything and everything you can think of. New York is one of the only cities in the world that has every color, every race, every dialect, and every religion that exists on the face of the earth. Some would say that there's no room for God in this city. On the contrary, the past 5 years, we've proved them wrong. New York has served as a point of origin for a fire that has spread onto 4 continents, 5 countries, and 25 states. Once again, Jesus will be on display at the 6th annual God Belongs in My City Prayer Walk in New York City. The body of Christ will unite for one purpose: to show the world that in New York, God is alive and well. October 25th. For more information, visit GodBelongsInMyCity.com or at GBIMC on Twitter. God belongs in New York City.
So my question is, what are you guys doing to represent Jesus? What are you doing in our environment, in our city, in your school? What are you doing to represent Jesus? What are you doing to bring change? Because there's people out there who are hurting. There's people out there who are broken and need Jesus to fix them. And we all need him. None of us would be here if it wasn't for him. So we need to represent Jesus. And then the last thing we're going to do is we're all going to get some handouts. And this is going to be a time where you spend time with Jesus, and it's like a little devotional, and you guys can just go through it. It's pretty self-explanatory, so yeah. Can I just have, can you help me out? Thanks. I'm just going to close and pray, and you guys can just chill afterwards. So, Father God, I just pray, Lord God, that we, Lord God, will step out of faith, Lord God. We'll represent you, Lord God. You'll speak to us, Lord God, challenge us, Lord God. Where we all leave, Lord God, changed, Lord God, and know that it's not in our strength that we can do it, Lord God, but we can do it in your strength, Father God. Be with us all, Father God. Amen. And next week we learn about Esther. I hope you guys will make it. I'm sure it'll be awesome.